Welcome to the Words of Life program as we honor the Lord Jesus Christ born in Bethlehem. The place of his birth has always been in God's plan, and we're told about that place in the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5a, with the words, "But you, Bethlehem." These same words are Brother David Johnson's topic on this Words of Life program, brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. May God bless you as you listen or sing along with the songs that you'll hear now.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty. Bless the Lord who reigns in wisdom and with power. Bless the Lord who reigns my life with so much love. He can make a perfect heart. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Please pray with me. Lord, we honor you and we praise your name. Thank you for giving Jesus, your Son, for our salvation. The circumstances of his birth are remarkable, and they allow us to better appreciate who Jesus is. Please bless each of our listeners with the joy of Jesus. We are especially mindful of the persecuted Christians who love and serve you throughout the world. Bless them as they honor you. Just as sure as Jesus came to earth, we know that he is going to come back. Help us to be ready when he appears in the air for us to be taken with him. In the name of Jesus, amen. We now present Brother David Johnson, who will speak to us on the topic, "But You, Bethlehem."
It's wonderful to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, "But You, Bethlehem." And our text is taken from the Old Testament, the so-called minor prophet Micah, not because it had a minor message or is a minor message, but because it is shorter than the other Hebrew prophets and their prophecies, for example, Isaiah and Jeremiah being much longer prophecies compared to the 12 so-called minor prophets. And our text then is from Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5a. Please listen to the Word of God. "Marshal your troops, O city of troops, for a siege is laid against you," or against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathiath, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me the one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. This is the word of God. May he add his blessing to his word. Most in our part of the country, in Indiana, probably don't know that you don't have to travel thousands of miles to the territory of the West Bank in the Middle East that lies between Israel and Jordan to visit a town named Bethlehem. However, most Clark County, Indiana residents, probably do know that we have our own Bethlehem, our own town of Bethlehem nearby. Bethlehem in Clark County, Indiana. Not Bethlehem on the West Bank between Israel and the nation of Jordan. Bethlehem, Indiana is an unincorporated community about 24 miles northeast of Sellersburg, Indiana, located on the Ohio River. It was platted in 1812 and named after Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This because the original owner of the land, which would become Bethlehem, was Colonel John Armstrong, who was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Due to its name, it is a very popular place to mail Christmas cards. Since 1947, a special cancellation stamp of a red cachet of three wise men following the star to Bethlehem is available. In December, usually about 5,000 to 7,000 letters and cards are mailed out from Bethlehem, Indiana. But there's no need to hurry. Wise men did not arrive at Bethlehem until well after Jesus' birth. Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, lies about 5 miles south of Jerusalem. In Hebrew, Bethlehem means house of bread. Later, during Jesus' public ministry, Jesus stated in the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and verse 35, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Bread is a staple for physical life. Jesus is the Savior for spiritual life, even eternal life. People eat bread to satisfy physical hunger and to sustain physical life. However, faith in Jesus Christ can satisfy spiritual hunger and sustain spiritual life. According to scholars, Bethlehem in Jesus' day was an area forested with pine trees plentifully. Today, in Bethlehem and in that area, trees are very few, having been cut down for fuel and other purposes many centuries ago. Bethlehem is elevated about 2,500 feet above sea level, situated on a rocky spur of the mountains of Judea. It has a Mediterranean-type climate, sort of similar to our Southern California Mediterranean climate. The average temperature in the wintertime in Bethlehem of Judea is about 57 degrees Fahrenheit, rather balmy. At the birth time of Christ, the estimated population of Bethlehem of Judea was about 300 to 1,000 inhabitants. And yet today, Bethlehem, it is estimated, has a population of about 25,000 permanent inhabitants. Most in Jesus' day in Bethlehem were stone masons, weavers, shepherds of sheep and goats, and also grain farmers, as Bethlehem means house of bread. Yet today in Bethlehem of Judea, tourism drives the local economy, with more than 300 handicraft workshops that sell, for example, olive wood nativity scenes and crosses to hundreds of thousands of pilgrims and tourists every Christmas season of every year. At Christ's birth, there was no place in the community inn for lodging. According to Justin Martyr, one of the so-called church fathers, in the year of our Lord, 155, Christ was born in a cave, possibly used as a stable. Today, in Bethlehem, there are more than 30 hotels for tourists, for visitors, and caves probably still abound also. Bethlehem of Judea became an insignificant town after the time of King David. However, the Hebrew prophet Micah revealed Bethlehem's future fame in his time, prophesied about 700 years before Christ. And the Gospels of Matthew and John, namely in Matthew chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, and in John chapter 7 and verse 42, these reveal and acknowledge, confirming that Micah's prophecy was to be the birthplace of Messiah, or the Christ, in Bethlehem of Judea. Most only spotlight and emphasize or reference Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. But the broader prophetic passage, Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5a, is rich and reveals a much brighter future picture, even beyond the birth of the Christ child. The context, according to Micah chapter 1 and verse 1, vision, Micah's vision regarding what amounts to the capture of Israel's ruler, Micah chapter 5 and verse 1, of actually King Zedekiah of Judah by the Babylonians in 586 BC. Zedekiah was the last of the kings of David's lineage to sit on the throne in Jerusalem, that is, to date, so far. Jerusalem, the capital, with its ruler, who was obsessed with wealth and power. Yet Micah predicted that mighty Jerusalem, with its king, would be besieged and eventually destroyed. In stark contrast, Micah went on to predict in our passage that Bethlehem, a tiny town, would be the birthplace of the mightiest king whose kingdom would never be destroyed. The superior king, the superlative king, who could and would save his people. So Micah revealed that the next king, after Zedekiah of David's dynasty, of David's lineage and royal dynasty, would be Messiah king, whose kingdom would never end, even as we know him today as Jesus Christ. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 says in part, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, which means fruitful or fertile, as the region around Bethlehem, the house of bread, was a grain-producing area, also known for its many vineyards and olive orchards. Ephrathah is included here to distinguish this Bethlehem in the tribal area of Judah versus in the north, the Bethlehem of Galilee, in the ancient tribal land of Zebulun, according to the book of Joshua, chapter 19, verses 10 and 15. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 continues, "Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Ruler over Israel, meaning Messiah and King. This prophetic passage prompted even Jewish scribes or teachers of the law to declare this to be a messianic passage, whose origins, literally in the Hebrew, whose goings out, are from of old. That is, from before his birth in Bethlehem, from and to everlasting. The New American Standard Version, or New American Standard Bible, translates here, "from the days of eternity," revealing here the pre-existence of the eternal God's incarnation, becoming flesh, human, in the person of the one and only unique Son of God, even Jesus of Nazareth in his humanity. Verse 3, "Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites." A scholar, Bible scholar, John MacArthur, explains this difficult verse, quote, "Will be abandoned is a reference to the interval between Messiah's rejection at his first advent or coming and his second advent or coming again. During the times of the Gentiles, when Israel rejects Christ and is under the domination of enemies, regathering or return of the rest of his brothers did not occur at the first advent, but is slated for the second advent. Nor can return speak of Gentiles, since it cannot be said that they return to the Lord. Thus, she who is in labor must denote the nation of Israel, as in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6, end quote. So due to Israel's hardening between the first and second comings of Christ, Israel is abandoned until the times of the Gentiles, as coined in Luke chapter 21 and verse 24, are fulfilled. However, at the second coming of Christ to this earth, at the end of the great tribulation, the final righteous remnant of Israel will repent and believe on Jesus of Nazareth as their Messiah King. And so the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. Neither Gentiles nor the church needed to return to the Lord. It's only the nation of Israel that needs to return to the Lord, even yet future. Then Micah points us to the messianic millennial reign of Messiah King on this to be a renewed, rejuvenated earth, a glorious time for all believers that go into the messianic millennial age. Micah chapter 5, verses 4 through 5a. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Finally, our righteous ruler, Messiah King, will bring to this earth strength with power, majesty from on high, security from injustice, greatness across the globe, peace finally from wars and rumors of wars and revolutions. So in this panoramic passage, we have great insight. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 equals the first coming of Christ at his birth. Micah chapter 5 verse 3a equals the time between the first and second comings of the Christ. Micah chapter 5 verses 3b to 5a equals the second coming of Christ and the messianic millennial age. So we in Christ have a fabulous future. In Bethlehem of Judea, in the Near East, in the year of our Lord 325, the Roman Emperor Constantine had erected the large basilica over the traditionally believed site of the birthplace of Jesus Christ. This Church of the Nativity, as it is called, was never destroyed. It was spared by the Persians, spared by the Arabs and the Turks, and it remains the oldest of the most famous church buildings in the world that is still standing today. A silver star on a marble floor supposedly marks the spot where Jesus was born. Words are inscribed there. 15 lamps burn there day and night around this star with special significance. This is the world's greatest birthplace, because it is the world's greatest birth, a supernatural virgin birth, in a place called Bethlehem of Judea. Natural conception and birth are life-giving events. But dear listener, to be supernaturally born again is a life-changing event for eternity as one perseveres in Christ Jesus. So the invitation is to you that you must receive Jesus Christ by obedient faith as your personal Savior and Lord, to be born again of water and the Spirit, to repent, to confess Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, to be immersed, baptized into Christ Jesus. So won't you come to Jesus even now, while you still have time? And you will have a fabulous future in Christ Jesus.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
We pray that the birth of Jesus is not just an enjoyable story or a seasonal story to you, but that you know Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. If we can help you with understanding of who Jesus is or how to receive salvation, please contact us. You may also receive a free CD of this program by asking for broadcast 1951. That's 1951. May God bless you in this special time of year. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing the Lord.